The red light's on. That means it's recording, right? That's what he said. Oh, there. Yeah, the time's going.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. We'll start with our pledge.
We're pledging to a
ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes.
And tell me when I have to count.
Yeah, as I'm sure most of you have probably already noticed, our secretary had a little gender adjustment.
A gender adjustment? Gender adjustment?
Yes. No. Richard's not well today. So, most things are in place. The only thing we don't have to put up here are a copy of the minutes. Hopefully everyone has seen the minutes. With that said, I would like to get a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Okay, Bill Ponder, Sue Stokel. Are there any changes or discussion on the minutes? Changes or discussions for the minutes? I'm seeing no discussion, no amendments. I would like to call for the question. All those who approve the minutes from our last meeting signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? You'll abstain. Okay.
She'll should I note that?
Yeah, but she wasn't, so I understand this. Okay, on to the agenda. I would like a motion to adopt the agenda for this meeting.
Move to adopt.
Moved by Robert. I need a second.
Second.
It was
tension.
A three-way tie. So
we'll let tension.
Tension gets it. I do need to ask for an amendment on the agenda under future items or future business. I need to ask that we add a letter D for the visit from Jennifer Mendoza. Are there any other amendments? Hearing none, I'd like to call for the question. All those in favor of adopting this agenda with the amendment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Okay, thank you.
Oh, I thought he already was.
Short jokes. All right, public forum. Is there anyone that would like to have the floor for a few minutes? Biju.
Astronomy Club is meeting in the, it's just an announcement, public library, Palo Verde Valley District Library parking lot on May the 7th, which is a Saturday. We have telescopes to look at the sun and the other stellar objects. So if you bring down your family, we'll be happy to share an experience with all of you. Anyhow.
Thank you. That sounds awesome. Yes, sir.
Donna Modi's scholarship raised $7,300, and we will be awarding that's what it costs for motor and paint and seat and all this stuff.
Congratulations. That's good. Really good. Anyone else? All right, we're going to go ahead with announcements, which there are a few, and I'll go ahead and do the, you know, the whole presidential report thing because it falls under announcements. The Foundation Barbecue Silent Auction and the TV Raffle are all this Friday, April 29th. I still have tickets for both the barbecue and the TV raffle if anyone's interested in taking a shot at that TV that's down in the bookstore. You do not need to be present to win the TV. Also, the award ceremony is May 12th, 5:30 in CO 101. I hope to see most of you there. Talent show is Friday too, talent competition. And that starts at 6 o'clock. So go to the barbecue, have some food, then come on over and watch a show and cheer on our local talent. All right. Sherry, did you have a report?
No.
Anything? Okay. And I'd ask Richard, but he's not here. All right, our next order of business is Senate officer nominations, and we are starting with secretary. I need nominations for secretary. Yes, sir.
I hereby nominate for secretary of the Palo Verde College Academic Senate in the year of our Lord, 2011, Sue Lindsay Stokel.
Now we all know the name.
Where are the balloons?
There were no balloons back then.
Do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I will.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Any other nominations for secretary? That was good. Nice and entertaining. Thank you. All right. Nominations for vice president.
I nominate Karina.
Lynn. 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 Lynn, do you accept your nomination?
Sure.
All right. June?
I nominate Sherry Jones.
Okay. We have two nominations. Do you accept?
Yes.
Looks like we're having an election next month. All right. Nominations for president. Mr. Ponder.
Richard Castillo.
And I have an email giving me permission to accept that nomination should it occur. So I accept on Richard's behalf.
You have read the rules.
Yes.
For doing
he does not have to be present.
Correct, but you as the accepting person, you have to do the presidential dance.
What, the hokey pokey?
Which one do you want? Do you want my touchdown dance?
That's enough.
Thank you.
That makes it official.
Wait a minute, it says who must be present.
No, it says who must be present.
I actually went and read the bylaws to make sure, and that's incorrect. The bylaws do not state that they need to be present. All right, we do need to vote to accept Sue Stokel as our secretary. By acclamation, it's simply a motion, a second, and a simple majority.
So moved.
So moved. I need a second. And a simple majority. All those in favor of Sue Stokel as our secretary next two years. Please signify with a raised hand, please.
4 years.
I think it's unanimous.
Can I abstain?
Come on, Sue, vote for yourself.
It's unanimous.
Okay.
Do we have another nomination for president?
My husband's going to kill me.
I don't think you asked for it.
You didn't ask for it.
I did? Yes. Okay, vice president. We have an election. All right. I was just informed I did not ask for any other nominations for president. Is there another nomination? Victor.
Yes, I nominate Mr. Carlos Medina.
Second.
Sit
down.
He turned you down.
He's got to turn us down.
Oh, that's low down.
Any other nomination?
Did he say no?
He said no.
He said no?
No.
Smart man. Why not?
She's not an idiot.
I would like to nominate Irma for president.
No. Sorry, Karina. Thank you, but you're fine.
Yes, she already got that answer. Going.
Close the nominations.
All right, so we need to, again, through acclamation, do we have a motion to accept Richard Castillo as president?
So moved. Second.
Second. All those in favor signify by raising their hand, please. Unanimous.
I thought his wife said she would castrate.
He made a deal with the devil. He owes her a vacation. It's unanimous.
I heard something about it.
Yeah.
And it is a 2-year appointment.
Yeah, she's holding his feet to the fire just a tad. All right, now we move to unfinished business. All right, under unfinished business, I'm going to ask for a motion that we table this resolution until our fall meeting because we have the committees to deal with today, and next month's meeting we have two visitors and an election for our vice president. So I have a motion. Bruce,
second.
You have a second. Paul, any discussion or questions on this? All right, I'm going to call for the question. All those in favor of tabling this item until our fall meeting, please signify with a raised hand.
Check out.
All those opposed, signify with a raised hand.
It's the fucking
Dutch. One. Yeah, one. And abstentions, same sign. One abstention. Motion carries. So we can move on to new business. We'll bring up the list.
Is there, we have committee reports first.
Oh, we do?
We should.
We should? Yeah, we should. We missed our committee report.
Should be fine. Go down.
See, we need Richard.
Sorry.
He's valuable. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You don't even look as, like, you know, you look cute.
Which, it doesn't look like we have.
That's all right. I'll just read through them. Accreditation, articulation.
Sorry,
I had to back it up to committee reports.
No.
Basic skills.
We're moving the main meeting to coincide with Jennifer Mendoza's.
Okay.
So we will meet. We're moving the. Let me say that a little louder. The regularly scheduled main meeting will be moved to after the Senate meeting to, so that Jennifer can attend.
So is, what day is that?
Tuesday the...
May 17th.
May 17th, thank you.
What's that got to do with May 12th?
May 12th is the award ceremony.
Oh.
It's okay.
Never mind.
It's all right. All right, budget.
The budget committee, I think, met about a couple of weeks ago, and we met with Dr. Hotoys, who solicited further ideas for budget reductions and so on, very similar to the meeting we had, I think it was a staff meeting, if I'm not mistaken, about a month ago. So similar thing. In a closely related matter, the budget proposals for the divisions is now past due. April 15th was the deadline to get a budget proposal for next year in. And unfortunately, if you don't have it in, the committee agreed that we would zero out the budget for your department, your division, if you had not submitted something by the 15th.
Right.
So hopefully you've got something in by now.
Right.
But my vice president is sitting on it.
Well, I'm into the vice president's office. Excuse me, yes.
Okay.
That's what it is.
It's okay if it was into the vice president's office.
April 15th, the vice president's office.
Okay.
How many were left out?
I haven't seen the
third. And Willie was gone all that week, so you could probably slip it in.
If you forgot, I didn't say that.
but he was gone. He was gone all that week.
Didn't hear a thing. All right, curriculum.
Well, we held our last meeting last week for the year, so it's all wrapped up, but you all will need to be on the lookout for the changes with SB 1440 next year, and I'm sure Hortensia will be bringing information on the TMCs.
And Nikki did such a wonderful job in that.
Yes.
Nikki, do you know when the minutes will be out? Because I needed to take a look at
going to
be some of the changes.
Yeah, I
can
check on it for you.
Okay.
I didn't know if you put
them out or at least put them out. Distance education, enrollment management, equivalency, facilities.
I'd just like to ask about the equivalency committee. Is there any chance we can get a list of members?
I'm on it. I've never been contacted.
It only meets, it's ad hoc. It only meets when someone is going up for equivalency.
Well, I think we all know why I'm asking. It's kind of a stealth committee, and it meets in secret.
Without me?
And then they sprinkle pixie dust wheresoever they will.
I have not been contacted for.
Well, if they're not hiring or trying to.
Is it a Senate committee? I mean, where's the authority for the committee come from?
It's a Senate committee.
Is it?
Yeah, but Willie's the one that calls it.
No, it's Senate and President of Instruction. It's a.
Equivalency.
It's all in which.
It's always, that's it. And whoever the chair of the department is.
Right. Never been contacted.
Well, it's because nobody.
And I was last year. This year I have not been contacted for checking anybody. Which means, probably no applications, or we just don't have the money to worry about it. So, okay. Facilities. Faculty and staff. Flex, great job, by the way.
But there can be two co-chairs. I found out somebody asked me about that, so if when we do the elections and public work and doing that, what the committee will probably be working on is turning that second spring flex day into individual time. That's something everybody wants.
Okay. Foundation, I already said all that stuff during the announcements. Instructional technology, matriculation, program review.
Brian. I'm the CTA rep on that.
Okay.
Program review committee met today and has completed the last three program reviews for the year. They were child development center, and alcohol and drug studies. And they were all approved and set forward.
Awesome. Congratulations on another truck year. Scholarship.
Scholarship committee met this morning. There's $1,940 that's going to be awarded. And the people that are on the committee, I sent out an email of the students that were selected for the amount. So if you could please review and give your feedback, or if that's the blessing, go forward and let me know, then I can just give the names to Vicky.
Sure.
Yeah, Vicky. I'm sorry. Yeah. So
That's
basically it. Paul? CTA Scholarship Committee is still accepting applications. The deadline is April 29th, so please announce your classes.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering, I was still seeing applications, that's probably why. Security Task Force, staff development, SLOs,
Yeah, we met today. And you're finalizing one of our last SLOs, the one that we were working on Friday, Thursday, on Flex Day.
Oh, okay.
And Jamie, could you please do us the honors as far as sharing with us the final version?
We listed all the five institutional learning outcome for technology and kind of recombined them and retained the spirit and the letters of some of them. And this is what we have. Students will effectively use contemporary technology relevant to their personal and career choices. And one of our members will send out the learning outcome, and maybe the division can talk about it among itself.
Okay. Thank you. Title 3, SB 1440. Nothing new?
Just the latest, the TMC in psychology has been then sent to the chancellor's office. We're just going to wait and hopefully, if it's approved, then it'll be ready to go for fall 2011. It should be in our catalog.
Thank you. All right, now we can go.
Madam President, I have one question. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Ma'am.
I noticed when I printed out my agenda that the catalog committee was stricken.
Okay. The catalog committee has been reabsorbed by curriculum.
Ah.
One less committee. Thank you for asking. I forgot to say why that happened. All right. Committee assignments. Division chairs. Are there going to be any changes in division chairs for next year? Kevin?
Sherry Jones will be the our division chair next year. Good luck, Sherry.
Hey! Michael?
I'll be the division chair for...
Okay, you're going to be... Let's see. Mickey, who's going to...
Cheryl Mosley will be...
Cheryl Mosley? For Allied Health.
Who will take over as the curriculum chair then?
Yeah, we have to decide that.
We'll get there.
Pardon?
It's on the list.
We'll get there.
We'll get there. We will get there. And math, language arts, business, that's all staying business.
Business is going to be changing over to Michael Galdeca.
Okay.
Good luck.
Science.
And Philip and Brian are staying status quo. What's on here, is it?
Or it has a division.
Okay. Yeah, he, Philip, wanted you to stay.
All right.
And counseling, we're having an election.
We're having an election. Okay. So you just let me know?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Pellegrini College Foundation, that will become Richard or his designee. Articulation and transfer. Irma and Hortensia, do you want to remain or?
Yeah.
Bijou?
No, as an accreditation team, does it still remain the same? Or by default, how does that work?
It really remains the same until there's something accreditation team.
Oh, okay.
So unless, you know. It's a useful list, although there might be some people that may not. Yeah. I would suggest just leaving it the way it is when we meet. Fix it.
Articulation. Irma and Hortensio will stay. I'm okay staying unless somebody else wants to move into that shot slot. Articulation. What about David? Does he want to give up his seat?
No.
Is it all right to have five members on this one?
Yeah.
Okay, so add Lorenzo.
Can we add another person?
Besides Lorenzo?
Can we take that one? Because I would like to be in.
Okay.
Just
are you
so
okay,
we have Irma? Representation for you, yeah.
Okay. Is that all right, Irma? So, Victor?
I just went to the Academic Center website. There's a lot of time.
Okay. What are we going to do with basic skills, Ms. Louise?
I'm going to get the committee started, and we're going to meet to determine who would like to take on the responsibilities. I'm going to try to convince them that although I haven't ever been paid anything in addition, that maybe they could, so that it would be more enticing to someone.
You'll be here through the fall, right?
September 30th will be my last.
Okay. So you'll be here
so
a little bit?
That'll get us through August, September to get at least two meetings.
Okay.
So I will, I think the membership will remain the same. Calista hasn't been involved since the
baby.
Last fall, since the baby. But I'm really hoping that. That those members will wish to continue, and maybe we'll invite one more person in communications.
Well, Letitia will no longer be here. So do you want someone in that spot, or is that okay not to
well,
have that spot?
We need to find out what's the what the college is going to do
with ESL.
Because
okay.
It needs to be represented by ESL.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
You know, I'd like to take some leadership in that role because of Neil Histons being mostly out of, most of our students are basic skills. I certainly would like to continue to be part of that.
Yeah, I think
right.
She's
yeah,
saying
it's
that
just
that
we weren't able to attend any of the meetings this year. So, being able to move forward. So we'll have to have the committee make a decision about its leadership. I'm going to ask the committee to do that.
Okay. And I'd so, also be interested in that,
perfect.
Too.
Perfect.
All right.
So we have a couple of, an additional volunteer shared for the committee that will be, yes.
All right.
It's a great committee, by the way.
Yeah, it is. All right. What's the next highlighted? Budget. Brian, do you want to stay, or would you like to let someone else give it a shot?
I would like to stay, unless someone else has a burning desire.
Are there any burning desires to be on the budget committee? Anyone?
I would like to be there.
Paul would like to be there.
If it's okay with you, unless.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so.
Okay,
so
we have a CTA representative.
All right, so.
Can we have an addition?
Hmm?
Can we have an addition, like two CTA representatives?
Why are you doing it with
like
CTA?
Brian and myself.
No, you'd have to, one would have to be CTA.
Yeah, just one would be listed as CTA, and one would be in
Mike's
Senate. So oh, you'd
I
have to ask Mike if he wouldn't mind.
Right, I'll say
whatever.
Yeah.
You want to stay?
Let Brian stay.
Let Brian stay? All right. Brian, you're staying. You're stuck.
Okay, you sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Catalog is now part of curriculum.
But we have, let's see, Sue Stokel is listed under
no,
academic
no, but it's
standard.
Now been absorbed into curriculum.
Oh, that's right. Catalog has been absorbed now. You're right. Carly's counsel, my name would be taken off and it would be Richard.
Is this point, if this is going to be date and time conflicting with when Richard is teaching? Which group is he taking?
Oh.
Yes. This is what it always means.
The college, well, if I'm elected vice president, I'm going to be attending the college council meetings.
Because he can select a,
you know what?
A representative, especially if I'm not knowing for sure what's going to happen with officers, there's always going to be a problem with the fall session. But the next three semesters will be fine.
We should get Hot Toys to move the meeting. It's just a half hour to 2 o'clock.
He's made it. He's not at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so we are now down to curriculum committee, which is staffed by
division
chairs, but we need a new co-chair.
And I want to add that the co-chair of this really has money set aside. They really need to plan on attending a summer session, a workshop, or curriculum. There are so many changes in curriculum. This is a critical time for statewide changes. And there is a summer institute that person definitely needs to attend.
Is there anyone that's interested in being the co-chair for curriculum?
I should do this. How about you?
What she said.
Sandy.
I mean, I'm excited for the meeting, but I mean, is it a lot of work? Or
It is, but I mean, it's not a lot of work in terms of Lisa keeps the minutes and does all that sort of thing. But it is a lot of work in keeping track of what's going on.
What is the institute? I would like to nominate you. Because of the work that you're doing on SB 1440 and the trading that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. That is good.
She's
right. She has an excellent point.
Yeah.
Just do it, thank you. Yeah, she'll take it. Just sign her in.
No, wait. She's going to say it. Don't be speaking for her.
Remember, I got to work with Willie.
No, but that means you have to work with Diana too, so you got
it. So you go by and walk in.
Is this a 2-year thing or what?
It's a 1-year.
Right.
That's 1 year. I have 4
years.
How many years? No.
But it can change every year.
But it can change every year.
You can, yes, you can. It can change.
What would happen if I took Philip's place in his absence?
That's what he gets for not being here.
No, but as division chair, I'm already on two committees, and I don't think he wants to.
All right, I would like to replace Philip. Lorenzo, did you want
to? Last year, they were going to add me to that list. I don't know if it can be done this year as well.
Yeah, we can add you. We'll make sure.
Thanks.
And I guess we'll have to see who's going to be the management person on this because Luann's retiring. So we'll need to wait on that. What's next? Academic Senate. That would be Richard. Or his designee. Equivalency, same thing, Richard or his designee. So it takes us to facilities. Greg, do you want to stay?
Yes. Where do I lie? It's not hanging out a lot.
I know, and Greg is so busy on faculty and staff diversity. I know he wants to stay on that committee. Am I right?
I'm on that committee.
Greg is. Yeah, he's not even paying attention. He's going to lose his spot on this golden committee. Did you? You don't know where I was going.
No.
Did you want to stay? Greg, did you want to stay?
Faculty and stuff.
Did you want to stay on this whole committee?
Diversity.
No, I don't want to be on that committee.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to take Greg Noll's place?
Oh, wait. You're talking about, faculty and staff diversity? Oh, yeah, I need my place there.
Oh, he's gone. All right, now we're down to Plex Committee.
What the rest of us go through.
Gregory, you want to stay? Hortensia, would you like me to replace you since you're doing curriculum?
I can handle Plex. I'll stay.
Bijou?
Yeah, I want to stay.
June, you going to stay?
Yeah.
Is Derek going to stay?
Yes, I'll speak for him.
Karina?
Yeah, I was attending at the meeting.
Bruce?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yes.
June? May I be added? Or is that too many? Yes? Thank you. Now I'm going to be a normal committee person.
Who's in charge of that
list? And June mentioned about co-chair.
We'll have nominations. And then we report to the chancellor.
I don't want to be. What?
No, I just said she asked who was going to be on our side. We'll have nominations and then report up to the chancellor.
Okay. Sounds good.
Next item. Articulation. Is Machi staying or is she retiring?
She's staying.
She's staying? Okay.
Lorenzo should be added to that list as well.
Okay. You all right with that, Lorenzo?
Yes.
Okay. Steve?
Just
like
the insurance committee, and I need to step down from that.
Isn't that a CTA?
Yeah,
that's CTA.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. So, matriculation, we're adding Lorenzo. Is that the only other change?
Steve's title's changed. I don't want to change that.
As soon as that's official, we can do that. All right. Program review, academic senate. Mickey will need a replacement for program review, senate rep. Oh, let's not jump at that one.
I'll do that.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Okay, scholarship committee. Is there anyone currently on the committee that wishes to be removed from the committee? Yeah. Louise?
Those members all donate to the committee, right? To the scholarship fund.
Double portion.
Just checking it.
Okay, is there anyone who would like to take Louise's spot? Kevin, you want to take it? Yes.
We have an RCTA scholarship committee, it's not here.
Yeah, but it has to be taken care of.
So it's not here?
You have to do that in CTA.
Okay.
You have to make those changes. Security task force, that's my golden seat. I'll stay there. Hey, you know I'm going to meet with the other ones.
What the
heck
is this?
All right, staff development committee, Alejandro. Stay? Okay. Gonna stay. All right. SLO committee. Sharon couldn't be you?
My name was added on the math science division that's not reflected on this.
You would like what?
My name was added on to this committee last year. And it should be under the math science division. We are allowed two division members.
Okay.
So
add B2 under
one.
So it's plus. All right. Do you think Sharon wants to stay
there?
She told
me. She does? Yes.
Okay. Michael, you want to stay?
Yes.
Sherry, you going to stay?
Yes.
Ms. Brown, you going to stay?
Yes.
Then we have Sandy and Bijou, and then Mike, you going to stay?
Yes.
Victor?
Yes.
Yes. And June? Yes. Okay. So that's a little solid. You have no choice. You're still the chair, right? All right. Is that it?
Greg wants to be on the SLO. Greg said,
"That's okay." You guys are awful. You're awful, awful.
I don't know much about
it. The one I wanted to get on.
That's clear.
Okay, would you like me to run through just to make sure we got it all right?
No.
No? No. You trust me? You trust me, really?
Yep.
Oh, I feel like a Sally Field moment. Business, we have our co-chair, future business. As amended, we have an election to choose our vice president. I think we have finalized Senate committee assignments. We may need to double check with a couple of people, but we should be all right. Then we have a visit from Wheeler North as arranged. Thank you, Peter. And then Jennifer Mendoza, who will come and visit with us before she goes into the basic skills committee meeting. With that, our next meeting is May 17th, my last meeting.
He's smiling.
I need a break, what can I say? Peter understands. Do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting? Victor moves, Peter second, all those approve, by leaving.
Hi, Dave.